called Bungalow. It's Saturday, 16th of January, 2010. Marlanka on microphone in studio, Mattia about to return to Italy temporarily, and Pavan freshly returned from the United Kingdom. Today the weather, blue sky, cumulus clouds, temperatures 22 to 28, northeasterly winds 21 kilometers per hour, possible rain forecast for the weekend. At Town Hall, hear now comments from some of the many Aurovillians present as they await the arrival of Madame Irina Bokova, General Director of UNESCO, on an official visit to Auroville.
What does it mean for Auroville that Mrs. Bokova is here?
Yeah, it's a very important moment because it means that UNESCO is looking to Auroville as a seat of hope.
I think one of our first visit, official visit. So it has a lot of meaning for Auroville, I think, about what we represent for the world. So it's comforting.
Just tell me, what does this mean for Auroville, the visit of the head of UNESCO?
I think it's. I see also the other aspect, the fact she's Bulgarian, and that Mrs. Zhivkova came. And I think all those who have been there in 81 when she came remember that day. I think it was quite exceptional. Of course, she's also Director General of UNESCO, which is a very important position. But the fact she's a woman, first woman to be DG of UNESCO, and she's also a Bulgarian, I think it makes it especially important, especially because UNESCO has been linked with Auroville, with the first resolution in 66, two years before the inauguration of Auroville. So, but me, I remember first that visit of Mrs. Zhivkova in February 81.
Since we know her early, you know, she brought these roses and all at that time in 81, we are very happy to receive her back to see, to you know, for her to come and see how it looks like Auroville from that time to now. That is more than enough for me that, you know, she's coming here. But apart from all that, you know, there are some things happening about, you know, recognition by UNESCO for World Heritage and all that.
Auroville has not yet fully acquired all the lands necessary to build the City of Dawn, the city the earth needs according to the vision of the Mother. The village of Quilapalium is thought of by many as an outer garden of Auroville, an image carried through many years of working in collaboration with the leaders and residents of this village to raise the standard of living and help forge a living relationship in the name of human unity. Over many years, a plan has been developed for the Tamarind Grove in Quilapalium as a place that would foster the merging of local and Auroville interest. The main point was to make sure that the Tamarind Grove continues as just that rather than another string of shops. Proposals have been submitted to the development group to keep on record the plea to hold on to this land, not to sell it nor exchange it. Auroville needs to preserve this land for all, where cultural events, sports, small local businesses, an information outpost, perhaps an Auroville boutique, and an open market area with plaza for local artisans to exhibit. Development and plans continue to unfold. Today is the fourth and final day of the four-day Pongal holiday. There are numerous closures in Auroville in respect for this festival time just for today. Mid-January is an important time in the Tamil calendar featuring this quincentennial Tamil festival. It's a harvest festival, a traditional occasion for giving thanks to nature for celebrating the life cycles that give the mainstay of the diet here rice and various indigenous grains such as vargu, ragi, and kambu. Tamilians say, Tai pirandal vaji pirakum, believing that knotty family problems will be solved with the advent of this Tamil month Tai that begins on Pongal. And normally, at the close of the Pongal festival, the rains no longer fall until the welcome summer monsoon graces the land. This from Ken Carey. Learning is a remembrance of that which one knows from deep within, known over eons of time. The news is a reflection in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, contact auroville.org. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.